What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes. So I was introduced to doTERRA, which is supposed to have a very good high-level purity of essential oils. And I went to my naturopath and said I was going to try their supplements. And she poo-pooed it because she said that you should not take essential oils internally because it harms your liver. She said I could research it, but I thought, well, I would check with you because I trust you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm not the world's expert or even close to it, even maybe the county's expert on essential oils. But yes, I can tell you that I have heard that there's a couple of them that may harm the liver. It was not a definitive, but it was a may. So I would be cautious and look things up a little further. You could ask specifically, okay, which essential oils are those? And just avoid those ones and use the other ones, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So it's not all of them.
No.
All right, good. Also, I was considering bioidentical hormones, and she also said, well, before you do that, you're going to have a mammogram because I'm going to have to monitor you constantly to make sure you don't get breast cancer. So I'm sure you would love to speak to that.
I'd love to blow that one away, ma'am, because there is something where I do know something about it. Now, to start with, at the very inception of bioidentical hormones, and that was 1982, I had been reading the work of a Dr. Henry Lemon, who is a gynecologic oncologist from one of the universities in the Midwest. In other words, a cancer specialist for ladies. And what Dr. Lemon pointed out is that there's one of the three major estrogens called estriol, which is purely anti-carcinogenic. And I did yell, didn't I? Purely anti-carcinogenic. And yet, it has estrogenic function. Now, it is weaker than the other two of the major estrogens, as they're called. But despite being weaker, if we just use more of it, then we get an equivalent effect, but it's purely anti-carcinogenic. So we made sure from the very start that the other major estrogen in the biast, which is, just means two estrogens, is the one that is stronger, but it can do, as they say in the city of Seattle, go either way, and it can either cause cancer or not cause cancer. And we kept that one in the minority. And then we put in a large majority of the weaker estrogen, but the one that can only work against cancer. And I do mean that. Dr. Lemon taught us all that, and it's been verified since. So it's something like 10-20% of the one called estradiol, which is the one that works in certain areas in the brain. In the brain, I did say, not in the breasts or the ovaries where we get cancer. Certain areas in the brain where the estriol can't work, which is the anti-carcinogenic one. And that one is usually 80-90%. And, of course, we adjust later according to tests. Now, out a while later came a bunch of articles about something called 2-methoxyestradiol. I did not make that one up. That's just what it's called, 2-methoxyestradiol. And according to the Mayo Clinic publication on it, no less, we've all heard of Mayo Clinic, bow down, it happens to be a profoundly anti-carcinogenic estrogen. So let's say I'm working with a breast cancer survivor and she wants to go on bioidentical hormones. You'd think that the naturopath you'd talk to would freak out. But she shouldn't, or he shouldn't, whichever it is, because if we just use a little dab of estradiol, because the brain needs a little dab of that, and then we use a bunch of estriol, which the rest of the body can use as estrogen just fine, thank you, as well as certain areas of the brain, and then on top of that, we have the compounding pharmacies put in some 2-methoxyestradiol. Well, I've been doing that since 1994, ma'am, and I've asked every one of those ladies, if you have any recurrence, please let me know. And we've never had a visit or a call of anybody who's had a recurrence. I kid you not. We're using what the Mayo Clinic calls a profound anti-carcinogen. Oh, by the way, our public servants in Washington, D.C. are putting the clamps on it, making it more and more expensive through the compounding pharmacies. That's what public servants do, of course, is make things more expensive. It's part of their attack on compounding hormones. But we can still get it at present. It's just more expensive. So we use 2 anti-carcinogenic estrogens and 1 estrogen that can go either way, and that keeps it perfectly safe. And to show you how safe it is, I got family members are using it. My wife is using it. And so are breast cancer survivors, ma'am, and none of them have called us back with a problem. Now, always, it must be checked a couple of times after initiation to make sure the doses are not too small to do any good or not too big and might do some harm. What do you mean too big and do some harm? Just that, because the whole slogan is copy nature. And nature says this is how much hormone belongs in human bodies. And not more than that, not less than this. And so we stick with that, and we balance it with progesterone. And we always take a look at ladies' testosterone, because despite being ladies, ladies have a little bit of testosterone. And that's what helps them to keep from getting dry eyes, for example. It's the famous hormone that cures up dry eyes. But more importantly, it supports muscle. Now, when everybody gets to be 90, how many of those 90-year-olds are women with canes, and how many are men with canes? It's the women, because a woman's testosterone drops when menopause happens, and it doesn't come back, and she has very, very little, whereas a man's testosterone goes down slowly over time until he's maybe 75 or 80, and then it practically disappears, which means that his muscles are going to get support much longer than the lady's muscles. And so if a woman wants to maintain her muscles, and I don't mean Arnold Schwarzenegger-type muscles, I just mean normal lady muscles, she's got to have a little testosterone, too, or she's going to end up with a cane if she manages to live to be 90. So those are all good reasons, but the biggest one, and then I'll shut up and listen to you again, is that research scientists at Rockefeller University proved outright by working with brain cells from people who died in their 50s and had no neurologic disease, that for women, estrogen, and for men, testosterone, were responsible for sweeping out the garbage in the brain cells that'll cause Alzheimer's disease. And I am yelling, because if we all want to maintain our cognitive function, we've got to be thinking about taking bioidentical doses of estrogen for ladies and testosterone for men. And maybe that's what's going on in Washington, D.C. back there. They're all losing their cognitive function because they're not taking bioidenticals. Okay, I'll shut up.
Oh, that's perfect. I appreciate your input, and I am going to be coming and seeing you then. So thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and all the docs at Tahoma Clinic, they do know how to do bioidentical hormones, I'm happy to tell you. So you don't have to wait around to see me. I'm booked ahead a little bit.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.